With that are you born, boy? With that are you born, no matter. With that are you born, boy? With that are you born, no matter.
See, I gotta draw a line, I can't take it no more. If you ain't down with revolution, what you waiting for? Making money for suckers and not communities poor. Ripping flags off of coffers, man, this ain't our war. Colonized and terrorized by the world's biggest killers. The US government, the biggest weapon and drug dealers. Filling prisons with children, incarcerating the future. MySpace and Facebook got us stuck on computers. Stuck on stupid bumping music that's abusive to the shorties. And the nonsense that you're spitting, they just listening, absorbing. I've been dormant, I've been woken. I'm a giant, I'm ready. I'm with the Apple and Oaxaca, and we hold the machetes.
I rock hard like pallets fitting, children holding slingshots. I'm with every single kid that's down for hip-hop. For the culture, the life, what it really stands for. This music is resistance, it's the voice of the poor. I'm on the side of the workers, the teachers, the lunch ladies. On the streets with brown mommies, raising our brown babies. I'm with youth organizers, cleaning up the Bronx River. I'm like Jaime Escalante when I stand and deliver. I'm with Evo Morales, man, he running Bolivia. Distribution of the land so we can all live bigger. I'm with Hugo and Fidel, Grandmaster and Melly Mel. I'm with the Panthers up in Queens, justice for Sean Bell. I'm with Camacho Negron, I'm with Ojeda Rios. Freedom for Oscar López, it's time to get an appeal. I'm with a blue Jamal, I'm with a Sada Shakur. I'm with the compas in the mall, can he getting a penny more?
Telling the truth, exposing the lies. Think about the dead soldiers when you drive and you ride. When people die for the war, and Daddy Bush's revenge. I'm with the widows, the children, and the lonely best friends. I'm for families staying together as one. I'm not for the raids and the deportations. I'm with Victor Toro and the MIR. So watch out for them snitches in their unmarked car. And for Lil Saulito, we gon' fight for your moms. So we gon' shout her out twice in one song. I'm for 12 million workers and then Vida Adriano. For a world without borders and a better tomorrow.
Hey Houston, and welcome to the Houston Indie Media Show on 90.1 FM in Houston and online at kpft.org. Earlier this week, I was able to speak with Earth Firsters from the Fen Valley Earth First in Michigan. They told me about the work they are doing around the Enbridge Pipeline and the upcoming 37th Earth First Rendezvous that Fen Valley Earth First is hosting.
My name is Kat. I live in Kalamazoo, Michigan, occupied Potawatomi territory.
My name is Andy. I live down the road from Kat.
My name is Noah. I live in Lansing, I believe occupied Ottawa territory.
We're part of Fen Valley Earth First. So I've been doing organizing with Michigan Coalition and Tar Sands, or MICAS, for the last several years, trying to stop tar sands pipelines and other crude oil pipelines in the Great Lakes region. And I got really excited when we put in the pitch for the Rondi. So I joined Fen Valley Earth First in order to organize in this way.
Tell me more about the Earth First Rendezvous this year.
The 37th annual Earth First Rendezvous is a convergence of eco-defenders from around the continent where we will hang out, reconnect, build new friendships, and share skills, as well as stories of resistance that have happened over the last years. it's a chance to build the no compromise environmental movement and support local campaigns. It'll end with an action, and we're really excited about having lots of cool activities for the kids and lots of time in nature. There's two swimming pools at the Rondi site, and we'll also be shuttling people to Lake Michigan so they can swim in a drinkable ocean.
Tell me more about the Earth First movement.
Earth First is one of the only aspects of the larger environmental or eco-defense movement that takes a no-compromise stance. And so for me, that aspect alone was very attractive because I'm not very interested in telling Enbridge no now and then in 2 months being like, well, okay, you can pump, you know, half the amount of tar sands through my community. The no compromise stance really what hooked me.
I'm inspired by the biocentric perspective of the Earth First movement. I view violence against the earth as like a justification that humans use to do violence to one another and to women. And thinking about history, it seems like around the time that land became demarcated and thought of as private property is around the same time men started to think of women's bodies as property of their own. And I think all property is fictitious and bullshit. And I just see like the connection between violence against the earth and all of the earth's inhabitants as aligned to violence against women and misogyny.
Something that attracted me was tactics that Earth First uses, both the refusal to compromise, but then in response to the violence against when, the land and the people on it, the tactics of direct action and, you know, stopping things ourselves rather than asking other people, pretty please, will you please stop?
What's the real history of what we now call Michigan?
So Michigan has been inhabited by the Anishinaabe people for generations, including the Odawa, the Ojibwe, and the Potawatomi. And those are nations that are still here to this day and federally recognized. There's also previously the Fox, the Kickapoo, the Menominee, and the Miami previously lived here. But a lot of them were uprooted due to violence from Europeans, as well as Haudenosaunee and Odawa warriors that pushed them out as a result of French fur extraction. And this greed caused people who've been living here for a long time to seek more land and more resources and push out people who've been here for a long time. So the Sauk, the Fox, the Kickapoo, the Miami, and the Menominee are still alive, but they're not living in this bioregion anymore. Someone once told me that before settler colonialism, a squirrel could run from the tip of the Upper Peninsula all the way down to the bottom of Lake Michigan, jump from tree to tree and never touch the ground.
Another aspect of that is before Europeans colonized the Great Lakes Basin, within the political boundaries of Michigan, there was over 11 million acres of wetland. And now I think we hover around 3 million acres of wetland. So about 7 to 8 million acres of wetland were drained, filled, and tilled for agricultural purposes or other development projects, as well as the scars that industrialization has left here. Called our little group here Bend Valley Earth First. Most of us reside within the Kalamazoo River Valley watershed. And there's not many great big hills around here, so you wouldn't think it was a valley, but that's the common reference. And also that prairie fens occur within the Kalamazoo River watershed, and not really anywhere else within the political boundaries of Michigan.
What's a prairie fen?
And so what a prairie fen is it's a cold calcareous wetland with moving water that runs through it.
And in there you'll find a lot of different flora and fauna, including grasses, sedges, herbaceous plants, woody plants, an insane amount of different invertebrates, most notably the Mitchell Stater. And it also hosts the Massasauga rattlesnake, muskrat, other larger vertebrate animals.
What's the state of the biosphere right now where you're at?
Most of those disappeared due to the vast expansion of industrialized agriculture down in this area. Just south of where we sit, about 30 miles, Monsanto has the world's largest seed corn operation. There's also a ConAgra plant down there. And golf courses knocked out a few good wetlands too. The biggest scarring in the watershed is the Enbridge oil spill back in 2010.
At which point, it was the largest inland tar sand spill in the history of the U.S. Over 1 million gallons spilled into the Kalamazoo River Basin, and only a fraction of those have been recovered, and lots of creatures, human creatures and non-human creatures, became really sick and died, and the impact is still visible in that area.
And currently, Enbridge is going through a process called No Further Action Request, where they can pretty much wipe their hands of any problems that might pop up on the river and kind of exit the remediation process. They put in one NFA request back in April, and it seemed to come to a stall. The DEQ.
The DEQ is the Department of Environmental Quality.
Said that they were expecting one request a month, and we've only seen one request submitted. What the DEQ is doing right now is they're revamping Part 201 of our Environmental Protection Act here in Michigan, which is the chemical contamination cleanup process, and they're just going through and giving it a huge overhaul, which will be effective immediately after it's signed. So it's something we're paying attention to, some of the changes as far as who's accountable and who's not accountable when these imminent disasters strike.
We've also been resisting and trying to get this pipeline shut down in the Straits of Mackinac called Enbridge Line 5, and that's an upgraded crude oil pipeline that's 62 years old. It runs right under the Straits of Mackinac, so it's under enormous pressure. When the initial engineers built it, they predicted a life expectancy of 50 years, and it's over 62 or 63 years old. And so there's a big coalition of people called Oil and Water Don't Mix, people and organizations that have been working to get it shut down because it puts all of the Great Lakes, the largest source of fresh water in the world, at risk every day that it's pumping.
It also wasn't designed for the heavy crude oil that it currently does have, which makes it even a higher risk of breakage or spillage.
And there's an invasive species of mussels that have latched onto the outside of the pipeline, which many experts suspect is causing some erosion to the exterior of the pipes, since they are not actually buried underground. They're sitting in the waters of the Straits of Mackinac, exposed to the elements. Should they break when there's ice coverage, it'd be the largest oil disaster this region has ever seen.
Does anyone have anything to add?
Enbridge. All right, so the setting of this year's rendezvous is in the Manistee National Forest, adjacent to the Big Sable River, which is a pretty narrow river with quick-moving water. About half of the land that we'll be using for the week is comprised of an old red pine plantation. There's also a section of mature oak and birch forest, as well as big tooth aspen down at the far end of the site. Pretty flat and accessible, and super easy camping. Nice soft bed of pine needles and ferns. But while I was at the site last week, we found pink lady flickers, which are beautiful pink orchids, as well as some pitcher plants down in a wetland, and bright orange flowers at the end of a long, curvy tendril. And I've been told that on the Big Sable River, you can find brook trout and brown trout, as well as otters, white-tailed deer, plenty of vultures, just like I think everywhere I've ever been.
So tell me more about the Earth First Rendezvous.
The more trap proposals that we've received so far are bioregional eating, deep ecology, scuba diving. There's going to be an Earth First scuba collective that will be born at this rendezvous. There will be a workshop about monkey wrenching and direct action. There will be some self-defense workshops. There will be lots of climbing where people are practicing how to rig tree sits and other aerial blockades.
I like the radical history initiative.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a panel about Michigan's radical history, which we're all really excited about. There will be a person who helped form the Dodge Revolutionary Union Movement, or DRUM, as well as a founding member and once on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list. There will be a panel about protecting the Great Lakes water and land, defending the water and air in the cities of Michigan with a woman who's been organizing against the water shutoffs in Detroit, as well as against a nuclear power plant waste facility that's proposed in her urban neighborhood in Detroit, and a woman from Flint who has been doing really amazing organizing against the water contamination there.
So we're going to have several different camping spaces to help make folks feel most comfortable and be with the folks that they would prefer to be with. We're going to have a camping space for folks of color, a campsite for families. I believe we're having a sober campsite too. A spot by the name of Mad Camp, which is for folks who are neurologically diverse. And we're having a twat camp, trans and women's action camp, which is, you know, for the folks in the name.
Yeah, TWAC is really awesome. I don't know when it was formed. I think in the mid-2000s as like a response to patriarchy in the Earth First movement, and like femme people and like women and trans people wanting to have access to the knowledge and the skills and like the ability to build direct action campaigns and like direct action stuff, and also to just heal from the patriarchy of our culture. And it's just a space for trans people and women to come together and like hang out and exist without cis men around, which is really awesome and healing.
Tell me about some of your past experiences at Earth First Rendezvous.
I had a great time at the Vermont Rondi. I'd never been to Vermont, and being in the mountains there, like drinking out of a spring, was really beautiful. And I had a great time in the TWAC space and just like building relationships and friendships with people there. And TWAC, we actually had our own action, which was really awesome. And it felt really great to be a part of like that action. We just like felt really strong, and I felt really safe, even though the stakes were kind of high.
So 2013, Organizers Conference down in Florida. It was just north of the Everglades. We had heard that somebody shot a wild hog just north of the site, pretty close. And my partner and I were walking back to our tent, and we seen something rustling around the tent. So we were all pretty kind of nervous about this hog story. So I hit it with my flashlight, and it ran into my tent and got stuck and was like thrashing about. And finally something deposited out of the rainfly and scurried off It ended up being a possum, but it just annihilated our tent. Luckily, it didn't rain that much down there, and you're able to have that interaction.
What else do you have to say to folks in Houston?
People in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that where, seems like a little Enbridge headquarters down there?
Say that
if y'all want to do solidarity actions against Enbridge, that'd be really sick. It'd be wicked sweet.
So in addition to solidarity actions targeting Enbridge and Houston, because of the Line 5 under the Straits of Mackinac, in addition to the Kalamazoo oil spill, Enbridge is also involved in Pipeline Line 9 that goes through occupied Anishinaabe Nation territory in so-called Sarnia, Canada, and Sarnia, Ontario. And some of those folks recently shut down a pipeline, Pipeline 9, and are facing some pretty serious state retaliation for that. So any donations that folks are willing to spare, if you're unable to do a solidarity action at the Enbridge headquarters in Texas, would be greatly appreciated. And if you look up the organization ASAP, Anishinaabe and Sarnia Against Pipeline, you'll be able to find the link to make donations to their cause.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
Do you do, like, music intros and outros?
Yeah, we do.
I'm kind of silly, but...
I was born in Michigan, and I wish and wish again that I...
So Judy Garland sings a song called I Was Born in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
It's about being born as a white person in Michigan. But, yeah, it's just about how much she loves Michigan. You love waving corn. Like all happy, hunky dory, not so much the, you know, the situations that are occurring.
It's the reason why I want to go back, I want to go back, I want to go back to the farm.
That's it for our show. There's a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Houston Indie Media Radio. To the Fan Valley Earth First website. And there's also a link to the ASAP donation site that was mentioned in the show. Nevertheless, I want to be there. Don't forget to check us out on radioforall.net, where you can find our past shows and also look for us on Facebook, Houston Indie Media Radio. Thanks for listening. This is V signing off, reminding everyone out there, don't hate the media, be the media. Peace.
Far away from harm, with a milk pail on my arm. It's the rooster that used to wake me up at 4 a.m. I think your great big city's very pretty. Nevertheless, I want to be there, I want to see there a certain someone full of charm. That's why I wish again that I was in Michigan, down on the farm.
My job, cause I like to get paid, and it's a shame, new field is shame. Got friends in transition who about to change the names and the pronouns. Hold down my life until they get it. My mother's dead and buried, and I wish that I had said this. Know me, hold me for who I really am. Was a love a lie? I don't wanna be a man. Don't wanna fake an image, cause I've been there, done that. Got it called faking since the age of a rugrat. Been super negative, now I say f*** that. Make it positive, hip hop, make a comeback, yup. and everyone's invited. Butches, fans, and queers using lyrical devices to express themselves with a new wave of righteous modern angry writers, and adversity inspire us to love who you gotta love. It's like a lady, and I say the same for people who are drunk and acting shitty. Hetero normative is boring, kid, I'm down to flip the roles. I've been out in the cold, screaming, now it's time to listen. So tell me all your worries, class and gender lines are blurry. When these people are just people, these differences are surely not as fast as the similar. Gay passion incidences, hate is so significant. If I can, I might just push it forward. Hate breeding hate builds walls around these borders. Shorter tempers may not ever alleviate this pressure, but believe in getting even with police who give us bits. So love who you gotta love, be who you gotta be. Don't be repressed, shame's the father of hypocrisy. Love who you gotta love, be who you gotta be. Love who you gotta love, love who you gotta love. Love who you gotta love, be who you gotta be. Don't be repressed, shame's the father of hypocrisy. Love who you gotta love, be who you gotta be. Love who you gotta love, love who you gotta love. Love who you gotta love, be who you gotta be. Don't be repressed, shame's the father of hypocrisy. Love who you gotta love, be who you gotta be. Love who you gotta love. Gotta.